Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
You've got yours. Well, I know you've got it, whether you admit it or not, but because I know I'm psychic. No, I'm just kidding around. This is a really important show to me, even though it seems strange, folks, but stillness is something that most people often don't really connect with, except when they go to sleep. And that's a whole nother state of being, the sleep and REM and all that. But stillness is where you actually are conscious and you actively sort of shut down the noise around you. And there's some things you can't shut down, and I'm not saying that you're going to make the whole world be quiet, and I'm not saying you have to get up at 2 in the morning to get there, although you might get lucky at 2 in the morning, depending on where you live, to connect with the stillness. But stillness is really sort of stealing your mind from everything else that's sort of pulling at the attention and just allowing your spirit, your body, your breathing to just be, just breathe and relax. So this is something that I believe that everybody probably needs to connect with on a daily basis. And people who connect with their stillness, they tend to be less harried, they tend to be less stressed, and they also tend to be more connected with what matters most to them. They usually aren't the type of people who get off on crazy issues that have nothing to do with what's really at hand, because they tend to be more balanced in their nature and their presentation. And, I would normally not consider them to be the type of people who are high-strung, extremely overreactive to just about anything. Like my dog right now, just heard a little crack on the TV because it's plastic, and she's having a problem. She can deal with the stillness for any other time, but there's something about the crack of the TV that just... So I tend to work with trying to keep her peaceful by leaving it on, which is it's non-peaceful to me, or I have to try to get it off and have her separated for a time so she's not trying to jump in my lap, and she's a big old bear. So stillness, I mean, we all need it. I mean, she's aware, even though it's sort of quiet in here, traffic's going on outside, there's nothing on in the house but that one little click, and it's enough to sort of freak her out. Quite honestly, in our own lives, I mean, great example, Pepper, thank you. In our own lives, even when things seem like they're low-key and everything seems even, it can take just the smallest thing to set us off. And just, kick us off balance. And that's why I believe connecting to the stillness helps to get us back on track, get us back on our path, as I like to say. And when you ask me what path you're on, yeah, another click pepper. That whatever path that you're on, well, that's for you to determine. I tend to look at paths as related to my spirituality, to my sanity, all kinds of things that help me to feel better about being me and being in the world and being, just being. So here are some things that I read this one thing from a place. It's called PathwayToStillness.com. And this, they were writing about people reconnecting with nature. I'm going to read this to you, and it'll be interesting to see what you think about it. And this is actually from Eckhart Tolle. And if you know or have read anything about him or heard anything about him, you know that he's really big on staying in the moment. And he's known for connecting to the stillness. And, well, I even wrote something about it on the site, so you can check that out too. So here's what he wrote. The mind is more comfortable in a landscaped park because it has been planned through, thought. It has not grown organically. There is an order that the mind can understand. In the forest, there is an incomprehensible order that, to the mind, looks like chaos. It is beyond the mental categories of good and bad. You cannot understand it through thought, but you can sense it when you let go of thought, become still and alert. And don't try to understand or explain. Only then can you be aware of the sacredness. You realize you are not separate from it. And when you realize that, you become a conscious participant in it. In this way, nature can help you become realigned with the wholeness of life. Now, I'm not quite sure who you are or how you look at life, but this is something for you to really think about. At first, when I read this, I was thinking, what? Wait a minute. And because I am a thinking-dependent person, and that's why I need to connect with stillness all the time, because my mind just races beyond belief. And I was thinking landscape parks, like, they're beautiful. I love them. And I never really thought about forests or being in the woods as being chaotic. I used to actually do my homework in the woods that were surrounding my home when I was in sixth and seventh grade. And just that's what I would do after school. Weird. But I never felt it was chaotic. Now, maybe that has something to do with me, but I do see what he's saying about how many human beings work. Most human beings get a home. They want a landscaped, perfectly coiffed land around them. They normally aren't willing to allow their home to be in some fairy tale woods where, you know, the wolf might show up for Red Riding Hood, I guess. I'm not really quite sure. But a lot of the things that we think about the woods come from our Grimm's fairy tale experiences as children. And a lot of that comes from Europe. And Europe with the black forests and things like that. And this is really far back in our history where the children that were walking around in the forest were probably likely to get eaten. And I'm not trying to be grim, but the reality is animals and man had different thoughts about what was edible, and animals were not being evil. They just simply were being animals. And when they were hungry, they sought something to eat. Amazingly, human beings do the same thing, but we generally don't call it evil. So, listen to what Eckhart Tolle is telling you, to just let go. If you're going to go walking to get some stillness or to connect with nature, although it's really good to find some really gorgeous place like bush gardens or wherever, or places like, well, Findhorn is probably a little more organic. Like if you go to Europe or Ireland or Scotland or any of the great gardens that they talk about for human beings out there, they're really great. But you might want to seek some stillness in nature that is not cultivated. It just is. And there is something to be learned in just being. So, when we get to our stillness, we're actually able to connect with the wisdoms that we have even within ourselves. There's another website, it's called Moving in Stillness, movingintostillness.com. And they're talking about listening for guidance, practicing spontaneous wisdom. I'd like us a little bit later, not exactly right now, probably in about 10 minutes, I'd like for us all to just practice a moment of stillness. Yes. On the radio, they act like absolute silence is a death killer, whatever, and maybe you'll connect right when we're in the middle of silence and think there's nothing going on, but that's okay, because if you're meant to be here for the stillness and understand it and connect to it, then you will. And if you're meant to move on, then you will, and there's no bad about any of it. It's just everything is the way it needs to be or to be. So this website says, it says, when you experience yourself in stillness, you will intuit a new way of using your mind. You will be taught from within the stillness how to receive moment-to-moment inner guidance during the day from the infinite mind. And you will be given individually pertinent spiritual teachings. I love the idea of human beings connecting to themselves. Maybe that's why BYO Brilliance came about in my head and told me to start this. Because I do understand that people do have brilliance deep within them. I believe they were born with it. But I also believe that there's this immense wisdom that your body carries that has all the memories from your birth and probably long before that, because it gets deep into our DNA. And if you need to understand something about yourself, I believe the best place to seek that information is within yourself. Yes, we can go to a psychic. Yes, we can go to our priest. Yes, we can go to the preacher or our mother or our daddy or our best girlfriends, or maybe it's your lover, whatever. Maybe it's your dog. I'm sure that if I went to Tyler and I asked him, what does it all mean, he would probably say, and Tyler's my little baby dog. He's a baby because he'll never grow up. But his intimation about what matters about life would be dog bones, greenies, dinner, and treats. Oh, and there is one more thing really important, and that's called outside or poop time. And I can spell it to him, and he gets just as excited, jumps up in the air, flips his little body. I'm not kidding. Every time you say outside or poop, he's like, we're on. So that's how he sees it. And for Tyler, connecting to the stillness, I don't know what that means. I think it's just when he and his sister Pepper go out and they're laying in the dandelions because they're really growing in my yard. And they're just sitting. They're just being. They're just in the backyard listening to all of the bugs, the trees swishing, nature, who's getting in and out of their cars that Pepper doesn't believe should, whatever out in the world. But they connect to stillness probably a little bit better than I do, because it's rare that I'm in my house where the TV isn't going for Pepper, or I'm not trying to listen to music for me, or I'm not focused on textbooks, computer, this, that, whatever. But you connecting to the stillness within you only really takes you being still and listening to you. Here's one of the things I've learned about connecting to stillness. Don't judge. Don't judge. Don't second guess. Just listen. Something will come up that may surprise you or even freak you out. Maybe if you practice the stillness, you find yourself thinking about a big hard schlong or a sausage, or maybe you think about eating something, or maybe you think about bathing in orange juice. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what comes up, because your body, if you haven't been doing this, needs to learn how to talk to you. And you need to learn how to listen. I don't like the word need, but it would be better if you become more aware of how your body speaks to you. Sometimes people see in images. I've interpreted dreams for eons, and it is always amazing how people present their dreams to me. And there's all this hoopla out there that people don't dream in color, or that people aren't really in the, there's a whole lot of junk out there. But I'm here to tell you that it's individual, and it's different for everybody. And it's rare for somebody not to dream. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I've really never encountered anybody like that. And the more that I probe them, the more I find out that they are dreaming. They just tend to not remember. And the more that we talk, the more they do remember, and they allow themselves to remember. They may not be remembering because they've had some nightmares, because there's stuff going on in their life that's imbalanced. So start your activities with stillness by not judging and just letting it be. You could do this at night before you go to bed. That might be the easiest way for you to start if you've never done this. But it would be good if you can figure out a time to do it during the day, so it's not just going to slip into sleep and you're not really aware of what you're doing. But you can set things up by lighting a candle somewhere safe, where it's sitting somewhere safe, not holding it. Or you could set up some incense if it's not going to bother your senses. It's good to turn off all music, to turn off the TV. One of my friends gave me a suggestion when I was trying to record something about going and sitting in my car at night. I needed to make a recording that had no sound. And I never thought about that before, but she had a really good suggestion. And if your car can, you know, shift your chair back where you can lay back, and maybe you're either outside, maybe your car's outside, or maybe it's in a garage, just go out there. That's another good place. Or on your bed, or maybe your closet. Some little place that helps you feel private and helps you disconnect from other noises. And then close your eyes and then just listen. Allow your body to relax. Just let everything drain. You want to take a little bit of time to do that. It doesn't have to take an hour. You could even just do a minute of just relaxing from head to toe. And that takes practice too. So there's no wrong or right here, folks. I'm just trying to help you get there. And then as soon as you start to sort of feel like you're less aware of your hands, your arms, your shoulders, and your feet, and your legs, or your hair, then you can start to connect to the stillness. If you could, the first times you do it, try to give it a good 5-10 minutes. Because invariably, if you haven't done this, and I can remember the first times for me, here's the kind of thoughts that would come through my head. I feel idiotic. What if somebody's looking at me? What if the phone rings? Did I lock the front door? I wonder if the laundry's finished. You know, all these different things. Then you'll start to sort of get quiet. And then because there's all this quiet and your mind is usually filled with rigmarole and chaos, then your mind wants to gravitate to the things that you haven't been thinking about in a while. Like, you know, I really should call my friend and explain that what I really meant was not that her haircut was ugly, it's not really good for me. I mean, things that just don't have anything to do with you. And that's a determination that helps you to understand when you're connecting to the stillness for you. Everything that's going on with other people, you definitely want to let go of. Okay, so now, after a few errant things coming through your head, maybe the last minutes of what you're doing when you're connecting to stillness, your mind might say something like, I don't know, the Torah or the Kabbalah, or it could say something like motor oil. It could say something like strawberries. Now, I'm going to do a quick little interpretation of those, and this is not the right or wrong. It's not for everybody. But if you get something like the Torah or some spiritual book like the Kabbalah, you know, maybe it's not telling you to go out and buy the Kabbalah or necessarily to get in touch with your Jewish ancestry or something, but it might be just telling you we need more spiritual time alone. And if you get something like motor oil, seems strange, seems antithetical for a stillness moment, but it might be your body and your spirit sensing that the car needs to be looked at. You know, there's something that you might be aware of even when you're hearing it and you're driving that you're not interpreting yet, that the car needs to be looked at. If you don't pay attention to that, you might find that, I don't know, that you had a nail and the thing suddenly explodes as you're going down the freeway. I'm not saying that you're going to die or something like that, but, you know, it just might be a big hassle. And if you get strawberries, doesn't mean that you need to run out and eat a bucket of strawberries. Doesn't mean you need to go to a strawberry farm and buy a bucket. It might just mean that your body's hungry or that your body wants you to connect with something really fresh and nature. Maybe it's just telling you, go outside. Now, I can't interpret that for you at this moment because I don't know who you are really inside what's going on, and you're not knowing part of yourself or connecting well with yourself. But in the end, the person who knows best about what's being said is you. So the stillness is going to help you learn to be your best friend and connect wordlessly through pictures, words, feelings with what's going on around you. Because your body can sense energies that are malevolent, you know, that are helpful, even when you've misinterpreted things. And we've all done that. I'm sorry, we probably all have. And so this is what we're doing with stillness. I'd like to start this, and I'm going to try to do a little countdown for you folks and try to do the stillness for, let's just try for 2 minutes. Don't panic. I don't know what kind of noise is going on around you. That's okay. This is just a dry run through. Just if you could close your eyes, if you're not driving down the road, just if you could just close your eyes. If you can't, just stay really, try to stay with the calm and clear your mind. I will say a few things here and there, but otherwise just clear your mind and connect with as much of the stillness as you can. And we begin. Now, as you're connecting with your stillness, you can ask yourself questions like, what do you want me to know? Or you don't have to ask any questions. Just listen. At the end of two questions, I'll ask people, two minutes, I'll ask people, you can call in, you can put in the chat room what came to you, and we can all discuss it, but we don't have to. Now, we haven't quite reached 2 minutes. I just was tricking you because I figured that maybe you'd go ahead and try that. But this is just a real baby small stillness. And as you can see, you didn't even get to 2 minutes. You can do this at work. You could just take a minute if you're sitting at an office in your chair, and you can just close your eyes for a good minute, maybe move back from your computer, and just close out as much of the noise around you and just allow yourself to get still and connect with yourself. Talk to yourself, or allow yourself, excuse me, to talk to you. So when you do this in the future, if you can try to connect to your stillness at least 2 times in the next week. I'm going to try to ask about this in the next couple shows, see if people are doing this or if anything's come up that they want to talk about with this. But for now, I'm going to open it up. If you've been listening and you want to say something or you would like to share, I would love hear what came up for you in this small minute, or, well, minute and a half. Even if it's just I want to do more, or if you think I'm a wacko, whatever. That's okay. It's really okay. So the number here is 646-727-2914. This is not a meditation. We were not focusing on something specific. This was just stillness where you just listen to you. So, anybody got anything to share? Nobody? Okay.
I do. I have something to share.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found it hard. You know, I couldn't get still in 2 minutes. And the only thought I had was a weird thought, but it was Kinko's.
Oh.
So I don't know. Maybe I should look at Kinko's. I don't know. I have nothing that I need to do at Kinko's, but.
Really? Aren't you a writer?
Yeah.
Interesting. So you thought about something that would connect with writers on a regular basis, but you didn't think it had anything to do with you? Wow. Yeah, I know it was. See, that's the part, and this is brilliant. This is really brilliant. That's the part I'm talking about where you sort of second-guess yourself or you sort of think, oh, there's not really anything to that. And yet it was really short. It's just, I just want you to get a sense of just how still you want things to get. I could have spoken more, but I'm really not trying to bring you on a guided meditation. I'm just trying to get you to get to the stillness and connect with yourself. Because quite honestly, when we connect with nature, I believe that that's the organic connecting type process that we need to have with ourselves and in the world that we live in. That's not about somebody else yelling or selling or whatever. It's just about speaking to the stuff that we don't speak to ourselves about or that we don't listen to. You, it's very interesting to me that you would come up with Kinko's. And maybe you do need to go to Kinko's for something else, but I find that extremely symbolic.
I haven't thought about Kinko's since, that is strange because I haven't thought about Kinko's since the last time I was there, which was months ago. And it just came into my mind, and I'm like, that it almost seems like a nonsense word. Kinko's. I don't know. But
so
yeah,
when you think about Kinko's, what do you normally think happens there?
I make copies.
About, you make copies of what?
Handouts for teaching, something for the tax person, something for the guild, the Boulder Potters Guild.
Yeah, and it's words, right?
Mm-hmm. It is words.
You're right. I mean, if you were a musician and you did use Kinko's to replicate your CDs or something, I would probably think that it has more to do with their body talking about, I've got something for you, or you need to get that stuff to reproduce it, or you need to get moving. It just really depends on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the chat room said that they started dozing off, and they came.
That would be Holly.
Something about
Holly
that
said that.
Okay, well then, actually, I think that that's extremely valid too. First of all, as you start this whole stillness process, and you live in a world where there's a lot of chaotic stuff going through your mind, that constant fray, when you sort of take the time to just sort of relax and get to the still, your body's still trying to catch up with getting a little peace as well. It's not just your mind. We're talking about your mind, body, and spirit. And all of them are looking to balance out a lot of things. And if you're imbalanced in any way, shape, or form, either not having enough sleep, not having enough nutrition, or you're just not even thinking about your spiritual side, your body's going to keep trying to maneuver ways to balance that out. Because first of all, our meat suits really do look to have stasis. And then the other aspects of us continue to try to compensate for when we're not in stasis, when we're not balanced. So if our mind's imbalanced, guess what? Our bodies and our spirit starts trying to compensate. And that generally throws that out of balance. Think about it like a solar system. As soon as Earth moves off trajectory or the sun or whatever, then our solar system gets really complicated. And these planets have been moving in a specific trajectory for eons. And when we feel these weird tides, earthquakes, whatever, it has as much to do with the other planets in our solar system as what we're doing here on Earth. If you can expand your mind to that. So consider your body a sort of solar system. And your spirit and your mind and your body are all trying to move in a certain trajectory that balances the being and essence that is you. And if you don't practice any kind of stillness in your life so that your body can communicate easily with itself, you will find a lot of imbalancing type aspects. Anybody?
I want to tell you where I went in that minute and a half.
Okay.
I went on a holiday. I went to my mountains. I was walking in there. I could smell the river. I could smell the mountains, the fresh air. I could feel everything. It was marvelous.
Exactly, Holly. Exactly. And then, yeah. Exactly.
That's Nina.
That is Nina. That's who we know Nina
that is,
to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it is me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
it's not Holly.
Nina, just thinking about where you've been coming for the last 2 months, the different events that have been happening in your life, it does not surprise me that your mind is taking you to balance. It might be showing you, I'm just throwing this out here, that you're getting more balanced in a holistic nature, even out
oh,
of
I know
the
that.
Negative.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. Mostly I know that because it does not take me long to get out of a negative thought, a negative happening, whatever. It takes me less and less time to get out
brilliant.
Of that
and
turn it around. And that I know because all the crapola I put up with yesterday, by the time I got off the phone with you ladies last night, I was in a good place. So I know it's happening less and less and less. Less time to get out of a funk. Let's just use that word. So, you know, that's good.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'm getting there.
Listen, let's be perfectly honest. I'm sure that Lydia and anybody else in your life could attest to this. Where you were 3 years ago, I could not even hardly talk to you. Because it gave me the creeps. I don't mean you gave me the creeps. It's just what was surrounding you, the chaos that was in your life, I could not bear to even, when I would talk to you, it was almost like you had accepted it as normal. And so you were so out of balance that it was almost painful. I couldn't stand it. So it's like watching, you know, somebody that you cherish and you adore crash and burn. It's painful. And I couldn't tell you what to do because that's not what life's about. And I just had to stand back. And we had a long spacer where you and I mean, it's not like we could call on the phone just as easy as we can now. But we didn't talk that often. Every once in a while, Gaetana would ask about you, and I'd just say, well, she's just, you know, things going through in her life. So, yeah, you've come light years from where you've been.
Yeah, and I attribute most of that, a lot of that, to my Reiki and wisdom. Let's face it. Wisdom has got a lot to do with it.
That's the truth.
You know, I had to go through all of that because it was there and I needed to go through it. But it was so overwhelming and so much crap that it was hard to wade through it all. And I had to do
right.
it my way, and I had to do it one thing at a time. And I eventually got rid, and that's the only way I can put it, is got rid of all of the gunk that was hanging off of me.
Yeah.
It's no longer there, and I won't allow anyone to do that to me again. It's just not going to happen. And she tried yesterday. That woman tried yesterday, but no, that's her stuff. She can take that with her. I'm not taking it anywhere. I'm not owning up to it. It's hers. So,
and
yeah.
I think that the more we work towards still, like practicing stillness moments, and I keep trying to delineate the difference between that and meditation. Some people say it's all the same, and that's okay if that's what you choose to believe. But to me, stillness is when you're just connecting with you and the universe. Meditation, I tend to believe, is more focused. But that's my way of looking at things and what I've found to be the truth in my life. It doesn't have to be the truth in yours. So if you want to group this all into meditation, fine, whatever. But stillness where you just listen to you and you start to understand your body and your mind's language with you, that's like knowing yourself to the ultimate. When somebody comes to you with some junk, how are they going to get in between you and you if you're that connected to yourself? Used to freak me out when people would say, I'm trying to find myself. And I just thought, but where the hell are you?
That's just an excuse to do things that maybe you wouldn't normally do or maybe you shouldn't do. That's what I found finding yourself is.
Yeah.
With people that say, I need to find myself, you're right there. All you have to do is be quiet and listen. And I guess that's
yeah.
what your stillness is all about, right? Being quiet and listen.
But
I believe.
Let's face it, ladies. For some people in some situations, that's a big task. I'm not saying, like, when people say, I want to go find myself and they leave their families, you know, that to me is just not okay. That's a judgment. It's a judgment. But I really think that we say it, but it's not the easiest thing in the world for a lot of people, and especially in this time when, you know, people can be working several jobs, have children, a lot of things. You know, I just don't want to, you know, put it out there that it's easy to do, but I think that it's doable, and if you practice it, it's very doable.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have
and
to,
it does take practice.
You do
it
have to allow it.
Yep.
Yeah, I you know, I mean, it absolutely. And that's why everyone's responses so far has been brilliant in my mind, because even when Holly said, you know, I started to fall asleep, to me, that's exactly what happens
mm-hmm.
when people
yeah.
start doing stillness, or, you know, even if you've been doing stillness, but you've had a really harrowing day and you or a week and you haven't had but maybe 3 or 4 hours of sleep all week, hey, you're going to, your body is talking to you. Your body said, stillness, hey, everyone else shut down because I am taking this meat suit to sleep. You know, because the vessel is still trying to perform stasis. You know, we get the little spaceships, you know, our little meat suits. Like, they know, it knows a whole lot more than our conscious selves. I'm trying to think if it's do or does. I think it does. I don't want to say it wrong, but yeah. So, yeah, our conscious selves. Yeah. It's like a spaceship that's already programmed to handle everything. With what they have in the mind, one of the things they study in psychology, it's called plasticity. It's a biopsychological aspect. And plasticity is about the brain healing the body. So they've done a lot of work with schizophrenics with plasticity because they have found that the brain is like this, you know, incredible computer that actually can heal certain aspects and physiological aspects, biological, of the body. It's just that we don't use that. We normally don't connect to that part of our brain. So I'm just saying, if you take that time, like Lydia and Nina are saying, and Holly, and anybody else who's considering this, if you just take the time to get to the stillness, you may find that you become more wise about the most important, or is the most important person in your life. Even if you think it's someone else, you're probably really mistaken. Because even if you think that your daughter or your husband or your dog is more important than you, then you can't be thinking about them if you're not thinking about keeping yourself intact in the best possible way possible. Okay, double whatever. That's what today's show is really all about, everybody. It's connecting to the stillness, actually connecting to yourself, and it takes practice. The first couple of times, maybe even longer than that, you may find yourself falling asleep or thinking about laundry list or that recipe for bourbon popsicles. What? Whatever comes up, listen, if you fall asleep all the time, you might want to rethink exactly when you do your stillness work. You might want to not repose on the bed. You know, maybe you might want to just go sit out back and, you know, lean against your house and just listen to nature and see what your body has to say. Or maybe instead of sitting in the big comfy cozy chair, like I call it my crock pot, then just sit on the floor and lean with your back to the chair. And, you know, even if your fur babies come along and lay all over you, and do, just stay with the stillness. You know, build up in time. Build up to, if you can, be good for you to build up to a good 15 minutes. You know, so anybody have any other questions? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Holly. Sound deprivation. I thought Lennox did that once. Has anybody done one of those deprivation tanks?
No.
They had some in Seattle on Aurora Avenue, and I thought that Lennox had actually taken part in that. I'm not sure, but she must be away from the chat. But
yeah, she hasn't been around.
But you would actually go in these tanks, and they were filled with I believe, salt water. Yeah, I think they were filled with salt water. And you would get into the tanks that were all dark, and you would just get in there and sort of float. And I think they had something that went over your eyes, maybe your ears, and so you're really able to connect to the stillness. But I think people did that kind of thing with transcendental meditation, right, Lydia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't need to get you don't need to go.
You don't have to go
spend
to that extreme
money to do this.
There's a lot of stuff on the internet about meditation and how to do meditation.
And actually, I meant to even talk about this real quickly. There's something called Stillness Buddy. You know, like they have Fitness Pals, whatever. There's something called Stillness Buddy, and it's not really with another person, but you can download this app, and it will bring up either exercises or quotes or meditations or whatever. I assume that it has a certain time frame that it'll bring it up for you to remind you it's time to get with stillness. And there's several different people on here, different modules that they have. They have the Dalai Lama. You could connect with the Dalai Lama by using that, or Eckhart Tolle. I'm trying to say his name, so please, you know, just bless me if I mispronounce it. It's Thich Nhat Hanh, and I've recently read about him. He's a Zen master. Jack Kornfield's on there, Barry Long, the Tao Te Ching. So there are different people on there that you can do a module for. One's for relax, one's for stretch. And you, what they call it, is a little user license. And I, for the U.S. dollars, what I saw was something like $18. I don't know what it is in other countries. But it's the module, once you get it, it's yours. It's on your computer, to two computers. But it seems like a really good idea. I mean, people have apps coming through their computer to remind them to walk the dog or take their medicine. But, hey, maybe stillness is an even better medicine. That just might be.
You have a caller, Boo.
Pardon? I have a caller.
Sure. You have a caller.
Hello, caller. Hello, we have 403. Somebody's calling in. Want to talk about stillness?
Yes.
Good.
Holly. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, is that Holly?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hi. I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't hear you. Were you wanting to say something?
Yes. I just wanted to say that thing you were talking about being in the tank, that is called total sensory deprivation.
There you go.
Because it is the complete absence of anything that could trigger any of your five senses. It's the complete removal of anything. So there's no light, there's no sound, there's no sense, there's nothing to feel because you're in water, except that water, but that isn't part of the whole thing in the way that you would think of it. But you can actually isolate whatever it is that you are most bombarded by every day is what you could, if you wanted to go the deprivation route, you could just remove that part of it. Like I go in the tub, I turn out all the lights, I block light out from the bottom of the door by putting a towel down, and I plug my ears because sound for me is the big one. I'm bombarded by it every day, so I don't care about light or anything else and not having that. I just have to remove the biggest obstacle, which for me is sound.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
it.
If I block out my ears to all the external sound around me, then at first my brain just goes crazy. and I have a myriad of thoughts come screaming through my head. But then things start to settle down until I reach that point where the only sound that I hear is my heartbeat. And for, once I get to that point, then I can just do whatever I want because I'm already where I need to be because that tells me that I have successfully eliminated, completely eliminated external sound.
And that, you know, that's a great example of not taking this to this extremely expensive, you got to go to all these special places.
Well, you don't have to. You can do it in your own home.
Yeah, right, exactly. Great example from Holly. I love that she's pointing out how she even puts the towel under the door, so she's keeping the light and any other noises from coming in, getting into your own tub, and just, yeah, and turning out the lights. That's excellent. And you can, listen, if you can figure out a way to sort of shut out all the things that are adding to the chaos at the moment that you're going to do some stillness, then do it. If you can find, one of the suggestions for the recording I had was to get into the back of your closet if you have a lot of clothes in it. And, you know, maybe just put down some blankets and, you know, put some headphones on. You don't have to have the music on. Just put them on and maybe a couple pillows and sit back underneath all the hanging stuff and just close the closet door and get into some stillness. Yeah, somebody might say, well, they're hiding in the closet. I think there's something wrong with that. Trust me.
And
it may look strange in the beginning, whoever you are, but this is really about connecting with yourself.
And
stopping the chaos, how can that be a bad thing? I don't want you to prove that to me. It's a rhetorical statement.
But you have to remember that chaos does have its purpose. I mean, chaos, we all look at chaos as something very, very negative. And most of the time, it is, let's be honest, right? But just like everything else, it has to have a purpose. It has to create balance where there isn't any. You need chaos in order to create order. You cannot have one without the other. So if
you're
bombarded by it, then you have to figure out, I guess the challenge for that would be to figure out what it is that is so chaotic and then completely deprive yourself of it. If it's something visual, like if you're bombarded, if you're just seeing things and you're bombarded by something every day that way through your sight, then when you're working to find your own stillness, put a blindfold on.
Well, yeah, and those are great examples that Holly has shared. When I'm not negating anything about chaos, and I'm actually not addressing that to say that this is to be anti-chaotic. This show is really about connecting to your stillness so that you can connect more easily to you and interpret and become more aware of what your energy, your body, your mind, your spirit is trying to say to you. And that's really what this show is about. So if you can take anything from this, make sure that you take the idea that it's probably a good idea for everybody to invite a little stillness into their life. And like I said, this isn't a focused meditation. This isn't about, you know, doing something specific. This is about just going still and letting whatever happen or come into your mind come through. Don't judge. Don't second guess. Just let it come. And then later, afterwards, if something stands out to you, then, you know, then that's something to explore. And that's a whole nother show, trust me. So this show is just...
I agree with you.
Huh?
I agree with you about all of it. And it's funny that you should say, you know, like whatever's popping up for you is what you should go with. That that was what popped up for me. I don't know why, but that was what popped up to me. And if it, I wasn't, if it's not in keeping with what the theme of the show is, I honestly, I do apologize.
No, Holly, this is nothing to apologize for. This is not about that. Holly says, she says you should go with that if something pops up. I'm not directing people that way. I'm not good with that because I don't want people coming to me and saying, you told me to do this. This show is about suggestions for empowerment and helping you to connect with your own brilliance. And that's why I'm saying just connect with the stillness, because if you're getting into it for a specific aim, then you might lose the whole purpose of getting still. And you might get a lot of things coming your way that seem a little heavy to handle. And if you can't handle it, then don't. Because it's just connect with the stillness. So, and like I said, there's other shows where we can deal with that. Meditation, we're not talking about that. But I think that getting to the deprivation, Holly has great examples for that. And anybody, just however it works for you, just connect with your stillness. There's brilliance in connecting with you and figuring out what that means. Now we're going to, this is the end of the show. I'm going to talk about some of the shows coming up, folks. I appreciate you all coming on. Hold on while we talk about what's the next lineup coming up. Wednesday, we have the psychic readings.
Readings,
free. You can get a free question in with Lennis. And like I said yesterday on LNB, sometimes she lets you take on more. And I was only kidding when I said I would hang up on you. It's not my show, so I won't hang up on you on her show. But maybe I'll do it on someone else. Just joking. And then on the next show is Thursday. We have, psychic reading. Nina, what time? 3 o'clock
Pacific time, 4 o'clock Mountain.
Okay. And then Thursday we have Filmcology, and quite honestly, I have the wrong show. Is Lydia still on the air? I'm not sure.
I'm on the show.
The name of the show on Thursday for Filmcology is?
Of course.
It wasn't All
Love
You Need.
I even know. Yeah, Love Is All You Need.
Okay, sorry. Filmcology. I've watched the movie. It's really fun, and it's a real great uplifter.
I can't get it.
No, I can't either. No,
oh,
I can't.
Okay, well, then I might be the only one talking, and sorry. But
it looks like a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. I can't even remember where I saw it. So I can't remember if I got it off Netflix or if I got it off Amazon or where.
Amazon unless you buy it. $25.99.
Maybe it was on the premium channels. I don't know how I even found that movie. It must have come on the premium channels. So if you have on demand, you might be able to get it. Or maybe it was for March. It may not be available anymore. Sorry. But if you get a chance somewhere, just try to watch it. It's really a lovely movie. And then that starts at 4 p.m. Pacific time, correct? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thursday. Friday we have Friday
Traffic Jam.
Yeah, with Lennis at 3 Mountain.
And she says she's going to have a Luther Vandross special for half an hour.
All right.
So I'm going to be listening.
Yes. Friday's definitely date night, folks, because Luther can get you pregnant in a heartbeat. I don't know if I should listen. So
hey, don't say that. I'm 60. I don't want to be pregnant.
Anyway, it'll be smooth if Lufa is on that. Lufa. So, and that's at 3 p.m.
Pacific.
specific. Getting blocked on the time frame, see. So, and then Saturday, we have...
It's Time to Love at 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, whatever it is, and 5 o'clock Eastern, and we're going to be talking about opening your heart. It's a journey, folks.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because, you know, there's some cobwebs in there in mine. I probably got to bring a broom or some chisels or something, huh?
We'll just bring a vacuum.
Now, that's a total response from Nina. Okay, the other show coming up on Sunday, that would be with Lennis. And, Lennis, aren't you doing a sports show on Sunday? You got the guys, everyone's talking about NCAA and all that. She's not saying anything. I'm pretty sure that her show on Sunday is sports.
Yeah, it is a sports show.
Okay. Oh, yes, okay. In the studio with Lennis and a bunch of, you know, people talking about NCAA, NBA, and something to do with balls. And this is going to have a bunch of men on there. Oh, hey, ladies. You need some balls, call in on Sunday's show. I think there'll be a few up there. And Monday for L&B, we will be doing...
Fur Babies.
Fur Babies. And we'll be interviewing the lovely Holly, who was on our show today. And so she's going to be on the second half. The first half, we're going to talk about the fur babies that enlighten our lives and bring us such incredible joy and chagrin and fur. But but life just would be almost nothing without them. So we'll be talking about that on L&B. And then it brings us back to Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Tuesday's show is, I'll let you know tomorrow, because I have to put all this stuff up, and quite honestly, I think that my mind's getting a little discombobulated. I need to get some stillness or something to eat. So I thank you all for joining me on the show with stillness. Sorry that we're running a little bit late. Connect with your stillness. Take some time for you. And get to know the person that ought to be your bestest, most friend, yourself. Bye, everybody. Live with brilliance.
Bye.
Simba is not a... Okay, bye.